The above mandala is of the labyrinth at St. Bino's, painted on wood. Normally, I would have tidied up where the colour has spilled over onto the gold by way of finishing off the mandala. And here, even though it seems sloppy and a bit embarrassing, it was clear in my prayer that it had to be left this way. The colour spectrum represents the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit does not stay between the lines. It represents the wildness of God, and that he will not confine himself to our expectations of him. And this is my point. When we see a pattern, our brain knows what that pattern is supposed to do. When something is off about it, we are drawn to that imperfection. It bugs us and leads us into contemplation. From the imperfect as we see it, to the perfect as we would like it to be. It is the process, the journey, the desire for improvement. A computer-drawn mandala has no room for improvement. Any change to it leads away from perfection. If God is perfect, moving away from perfection is a movement away from God, into spiritual desolation. However, an overdrive for perfection into the area of the law of diminishing returns can also be spiritual desolation. I recognise it within myself, the tendency towards pride, and it leads to obsession with work and neglect of other aspects of life, such as relationships and prayer. In his book, The Me I Want to Be, John Ortberg talks about signature sins. He says, the pattern of your sin is related to the pattern of your gifts. It starts close to home with the passions and desires that God wired into us and tries to pull them a few degrees off course. That subtle deviation is enough to disrupt the flow of the Spirit in our life. So coming to recognise the pattern of sins most tempting to us is one of the most important steps in our spiritual lives. Recognising our own pattern of sin is an important movement that occurs during the first week of the spiritual exercises. At the other end of the scale, the push for perfection can cause paralysis rather than obsession. For example, I was helping a child with Ionic bonding recently. She was refusing to draw dot cross diagrams into her beautifully and perfectly presented exercise book because she deemed them to be messy. The unattainability of perfection was getting in the way of the learning process. And so the feeling of it never being good enough can get in the way of doing anything at all. It is the process that draws us to God, not the final result. The final result, because of its imperfection, will, if we allow it, continue to draw us into this process with God.